From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Imagine if you could use your cell phone or send an email from anywhere. Well, one company is working hard to make out of range a thing of the past, providing internet access with satellites and a network of 40,000 antennas. But GPS advocates say the new service would interfere with their devices. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, they worry the service could make it harder for first responders to find emergencies, for aviators to fly, and for drivers to navigate.
Continue 0.1 miles, then turn right on Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest.
The GPS device has become ubiquitous. Millions of drivers rely on them for directions. GPS navigation is the basis for a new air traffic control system the government plans to build. It's also an important tool in agriculture. Rick Richter is owner of Richter Aviation in Maxwell, California, flying what used to be known as crop dusters. He uses GPS every day.
It provides our swath guidance to within 1 meter accuracy of where we would like to put the chemicals or the crop protection products or the seeds or fertilizers. So it allows for precise application of our products.
Richter is president of the National Agricultural Aviation Association. It's one of several groups that want to put the brakes on construction of a new broadband service by a company called LightSquared. In a video on its website, LightSquared offers an enticing vision.
Wireless devices will work in every single part of the country. People will be able to send email from the Grand Canyon. Download a full-length movie in mere minutes while on the move. Make a phone call far away from anywheresville.
The problem, says Richter, the radio signals the broadband carrier wants to use for its wireless network interfere with signals used by GPS.
There's no doubt there's going to be interference. You can almost guarantee that because that signal is so much more powerful than a GPS signal.
In fact, the government's own tests have shown the LightSquared signals cause some GPS receivers to lose strength, and they block out others entirely. This has caused both the Defense Department and the Department of Homeland Security to raise questions. That's because the part of the radio spectrum which the FCC granted to LightSquared is right next door to the part of the spectrum used by GPS. Communications consultant Scott Cleland says it's a bit like a zoning dispute.
Where people that already have houses or they already have buildings, and somebody comes along next to them and wants to build a skyscraper or wants to build something that has a very different use than what they had before. And so what this is like a giant spectrum zoning spat.
LightSquared, the new guy in the neighborhood, has already invested billions of dollars in its network. Based on the FCC's go-ahead, it launched a 7-story-tall satellite last November and plans to build some 40,000 ground transmitters. Company Vice President Jeff Carlisle is confident the two sides can work something out.
We still want to make sure that we're deploying our network responsibly. And that requires us to sit down cooperatively and talk with the GPS folks and figure out the most efficient and fair way to do it. If that requires some filtering on their side and some transmission modifications on ours, we're open to talking about that. Absolutely.
One possible solution would be for LightSquared to use the part of the spectrum they've been allocated that's farthest from the part GPS receivers use. The company had hoped to roll out its network later this year, but facing concerns from government agencies and competing businesses, it's clear they've got some obstacles to navigate around first. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.